Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us here at WFHR. Take it, Marvin. Your host, James, joined by Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We hope you're having a fantastic Thursday morning out there. Happy Friday Eve. Seth and I are going to get into some fun entertainment news in a little bit. Got that lined up for you. Some good stories of the day. Talk about our schedule as well. But it's a Thursday in the 10 o'clock hour. We all know what that means. It is time for our Pet of the Week with the South Oconee Humane Society. Denise joining us today. Thanks so much for being here, Denise.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Always appreciate the time from you. I have to let the audience look behind the curtain a little bit here. You brought in two Pets of the Week today, and one of them, I don't know if it's distracting my partner over here, but I've never looked over at you in the years we've been doing this. I've never looked over at you and seen that look on your face before.
For a minute there, I thought my leg was a scratching post. So I was like, okay.
I couldn't see what was going on. I just saw a look that I've never seen.
And then it moved and then freaked him out. So okay. We're fine though.
Denise, I usually like to drag this out and make the audience wait, but let's go ahead and kick off right away with who our pets of the week are.
We've got Brothers, Mustard and Spice. They're just about 3 months old, neutered, up to date on vax and microchipped, ready to go. They're both like a light orange tabby color. They're beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Really are. One of my favorite coats for a cat is this one. Is it's traditional kind of orange, light orange, white coat. Yeah. It's so good. And these are just two of the most handsome looking cats I've ever seen.
They're pretty. They're kind of a little sassy because they're kittens.
Yeah.
They got a lot of energy, but
they're really frisky.
Yeah, they calm down nicely.
And you said they're brothers, so they came from the same.
They did.
Okay, litter. How young are they? Do we have an
just
age?
Just about 3 months. Ones?
Okay, that's what I thought. You know, and it's funny too with cats how you can kind of tell sometimes with the age and everything. Mm-hmm. One of the things that stands out about them is certainly the curiosity. Most cats have that, or kittens, I should say, have that.
Yes.
But these guys are really, really interested in the surroundings here.
Yeah, they love it in the studio.
they're fearless.
And
I mean that in a positive way. I think that leads to, as the cat gets older, a smarter cat, a cat that's, you know, honestly, a little bit of shelter life that I've had. I think that we've seen a lot of that. The younger cats that have are more like this kind of energy, they live a longer life. They just do a lot of the time.
They do. Yep. The more they can explore on their own and feel like they have a choice to be little individuals, and they do better.
Well, one of the things that I'm so proud of our shelter about, and shelters around the country do this, is really putting the right animal with the right family. There really is a perfect animal for every family. I believe that.
I agree. Yep.
And just finding the right mix. Right. So one of the things that I think you can take comfort in out there, if one of the things that's holding you back is, well, I don't want to adopt an animal and not to work out. You really figure those things out pretty early on, and you have a number of different things you do with clients to, you know, make sure that happens, right, Denise?
Absolutely, yeah. We do a lot of talking to people that come in looking for animals just to find out if they're ready. Some people think they're ready and they're not. Some people think they want a dog and they really want a cat. So we have a lot of conversation with anybody walking in the door to see if it's for a family or for it's, you know, a single person in an apartment. We want to make sure that it's the right fit.
Mm-hmm. You know, I hadn't thought of that before. I just out of curiosity, has that happened a lot? Like somebody comes in wanting a dog and they leave with a cat or something?
It does, surprisingly. That's yeah, because if they have a busy life and they're not home a lot, a cat's a much better choice than
exactly.
a puppy.
Exactly, yeah.
You know?
So the first real experience that I had with a shelter for myself, my ex-wife loved cats, and we'd go and we went to our local Humane Society, and she had a cat or two from there. Mm-hmm. We went up to Point, went to theirs, and I have always wanted a dog. And we walked in, and I'm like, well, this might be it. This might be the day. I'm going to get a dog. And they actually had only like two or three dogs, and one of them was already taking stuff. Mm-hmm. But we were already there, so we're looking at the cats for her. The cat all the way on the end was Hemingway, this six-toed cat that I fell in love with, and still one of my favorite things to ever exist is that cat. And I never, ever would think of myself as a cat person.
See?
But this cat in particular, man, well, for one, I think he was part dog. He was just lying about it, like on his resume. I think that cat
and dog.
That cat had some dog in him. But it's such a great point to bring up. I think that what you might think you want, or you might think might be the right fit for you, maybe you're right, and maybe it's something that you need to be a little more open minded about and give an opportunity to certain animals. I've run into this with a lot of friends I've had, especially for some reason out in California. Mm-hmm. Dogs are so big. Everybody wants a dog and a lot of those things. A lot of the individuals out there live busy lives, aren't home a lot. A cat is a much more better fit, mm-hmm. or even a fish tank. Yeah. And having fish, or a parrot, something along those lines. Mm-hmm. When it comes to a dog and the responsibility of that, not everybody's ready for it, and not everybody can handle it. And I'm not talking about kids.
There's plenty
of adults like that.
Yes, agreed.
And this is one of those things that you're able to help clients figure out. Yep. The last thing we want is an animal to go somewhere and 2 months later come back to the shelter.
Right.
But that's something that I think can also bring comfort to families when you're walking into those situations. Yep. And certainly helps gets them to kind of go over the edge, and do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And we tell people when they adopt, if something goes wrong, this just isn't right for you, or you find out that you can't make this work, bring the animal back. Mm-hmm. We will gladly take it back and find another place for it.
And as far as over at the shop, how are things going? Any events
really
coming
good,
up?
Really good. Our 5K9 walk run is September 20th at Lake Wazeecha. We are rocking on that. Looking for sponsors yet. If you want to register, you can do that through our website. And we do have guinea pigs in the house that have been there for almost 6 months. If you guys want guinea pigs, we can make you a deal. It's a dad and two babies, a brother and a sister, and they need to go.
Serrano Pepper is one of them that I'm looking at right now.
Dad.
That is the coolest looking guinea pig. That is a punk rock guinea pig.
He is. He almost has like a mohawk.
He has a perfect mohawk. Yeah. And I've never seen that color in a guinea pig before.
And they're very... They have a lot of personality. They chirp and chatter. And
I think they're one of the... I think that I never like using this terminology, so I shouldn't. But I think they're a great starter pet.
I think they're
a great one to find out how your kid can do with a pet.
Yep.
Also, sneaky great adult pet to what I was just talking about before.
Yes.
You want an animal, you want a pet in the house or something, which a lot of people are looking for. But you don't have the time or the ability to have a dog.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Melissa went through this recently with having pigeons. She has pigeons now and stuff. Mm-hmm. And she has a lot of that's what you would want from an animal and that, but not necessarily I have to take it out 3 times a day because she's insanely busy. Of course, we really work her. Really. So I think that's something to keep in mind when you're reaching out to the Humane Society that maybe you think you want a dog and maybe you will one day, but right now it might be something good to think of one of these little guys or even a cat that I'm saying as I'm looking right into those eyes. Now, how does anybody not adopt these animals? You make eye contact. And you're immediately going home with them.
It's so hard some days.
They're wonderful. And each one of these little guys that you brought in today are fantastic. Thank you again for bringing them in, Denise.
Thanks. My pleasure. Mm-hmm. Thanks for having me.
I just saw B, the guinea pig B. He's even cooler. Oh, there's some cool guinea pigs over here.
Yeah, there's one white, one brown, and they're very different, the little babies. They're a lot of fun.
And as we wrap up, Denise, I like to throw fun stories in for our guests and everything and have to do with our topic. And I don't know if you saw this or not, but we touched on this a little while ago in our good stories. Horse racing jockeys in Peru raised money for charity by racing without their horses. They lined up at starting gates and just sprinted down the track.
Good for them.
They had a great time with it too. I've never seen jockeys smiling. I've never really seen them smiling.
They seem very serious. Yeah.
They're all so excited to do this. They're cheering each other on afterwards and everything. And they raised a ton of money for their local shelters over there.
That's awesome.
What a great idea. And the horses get a break then. love it.
I hope the horses put some bets down though.
I hope it's
only fair. It's only fair.
My jockey's way better than yours.
Appreciate you, Denise. Thank you so much for everything you and the staff do over there for our community. And thank you so much for bringing these little guys in. They're awesome.
Thank you for having me.
Say hi to everybody over there for us, okay?
Will do. Thanks.
And everybody out there, you'll be listening every Thursday for another Pet of the Week from our Southfield County Humane Society. Keep in mind, you can find out more information right now by going to their website, swchs.com, swchs.com. Give them a call at 715-423-0505. Email them, office@swchs.com, or stop on by at 3621 64th Street North, right here in Rapids. They could always use different things litter, cat food, mm-hmm. things like that, everybody. If you can drop that off, that is always greatly appreciated. And be sure to follow them on social media as well. It's a great way to keep up to date and all the things they are doing. Seth and I will be back with more show coming up right here on 97.5 FM WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Mornings here at WFHR. Thank you to Denise and our new friends, the kittens that she brought in, for our pets of the week.
Yep.
We appreciate them. Find out more, go on to their website, swchs.com, and be listening every Thursday in the 10 o'clock hour for another pet of the week. Looking forward to that. That's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. I'm already looking forward to next week. And those guys were great. Those are great cats.
Yes.
Great personalities on air, too. Yeah, they did a nice job. Nice job. We have got some entertainment news to get into, but I wanted to take things in a little different direction since we didn't have anything too time-sensitive right now.
Oh, okay. So, all right.
We got a couple of topics, and one that we've actually been touching on quite a bit, or I will own that I have been bringing up quite a bit, the Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
With the recent year, now, so for those who don't know, I think 10 years ago, something like that, the Rockefeller Nation, the rapper Jay-Z, his company, kind of made a deal with Roger Goodell and the NFL he would produce the Super Bowl halftime show.
Right.
That contract ended last year with the Kendrick Lamar one. Mm-hmm. I thought, personally, for me, just my style of music and what I like, I thought it was one of the better halftime shows I've seen.
Sure.
And I also know, watching it, that was the last time I'll ever see anything like that.
Probably.
I don't think we'll ever see a straight-up hip-hop artist as the halftime show again.
Yeah.
And you darn sure won't see one like that.
Right.
And that's here or there.
Yeah.
Now, good luck trying to pick a band that everybody's going to like. And by everybody, I don't mean everybody in America. I mean everybody in the world.
Yeah.
You're talking about an event that is so big and such a gigantic spectacle that you have to take that into consideration.
Mm-hmm.
What's an artist that is worldly?
Mm-hmm.
And not for nothing, the deal that was just made yesterday between ESPN and the NFL just proves that the NFL is on a course that they have been for many years.
Mm-hmm.
Since Roger Goodell took over, and he told us this a long time ago, the interviewer is asking him, Roger, what are you trying to do to compete with the MLB and NBA and all that? And he kind of looked dumbfounded.
Yeah.
He's like, we're not competing with them.
No.
We're competing with Apple. We're competing with Amazon. We're competing. So that's the way they look at the NFL.
Right.
So as a side note, us fans don't matter.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
We don't matter anymore.
Look at how any one of those companies are talking about treat their customers. Seriously. Yeah.
The people that built that sports network, that mm-hmm. whole entire thing, we don't matter to them anymore.
No.
But all of that into consideration to come to the Super Bowl halftime. So what do you think they're going to do with this year? Well, I think it's pretty safe to say it's going to be a country act.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't bet money on anything, and I'd bet you $5 right now that it's going to be a country star.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been saying this.
Mm-hmm.
I've been saying this for one because things go in ebb and flows.
Yeah,
and that's just the way music goes. I don't think that's a bad thing. I think that's positive. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I also know, like you do, Seth, and we do over on the Sunrise Show 105.5, and we just talked about this morning
mm-hmm.
the rise of country music's popularity
mm-hmm.
in pop culture.
Yep,
and the kind of quote unquote acceptance of this music. Now that happened with hip hop a while ago too, and mm-hmm. that's why you saw a rise of that in the Super Bowl halftime.
That's
show.
Right, yeah.
But all of this to be said is why I have been on a hill that's saying for sure that Chris Stapleton or Lainey Wilson is going to...
Someone like that, right, yeah.
For me at least, just speaking for myself, I think it's one of those two.
Right.
I thought for sure it would be. I am wrong, apparently, according to the Vegas odds and according to some of this.
Okay.
A financial exchange called Kalishi, I've never heard of.
The heck? Anyway.
Thinks Jay-Z is the odds-on favorite to headline the 2026 Super Bowl halftime show. Out of almost two dozen possibilities, he was a 28% chance of getting the gig.
Wow.
Now, I want the reason. They don't have to explain their answers. I don't like that. I feel like that's they're just kind of like throwing that out there.
Right, right.
Jay-Z hasn't put out new music in how long?
Yeah.
I don't know that younger generations, I don't know how big he is to a lot of people.
Right.
Like, I don't
He's
know.
Kind of more of a behind-the-scenes kind of guy now.
And not for nothing, I don't know how much I'd be working with art. This is not guilt by association. Completely own that.
Yeah.
But I'm not touching any artist that has anything to do with Sean Combs.
Right now.
Right now. There's got to no. give this a breath.
Like the,
you got to give this some time.
Right. Like, I mean, because that's like toxic.
Yeah. Yeah. To the point where even 5 degrees of separation and you're a little like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know? So, and by the way, I'm done calling him by his wannabe nicknames. He's Sean Combs.
That's his name. His
Let's just call him by his actual name.
Yeah.
One more accurate, kind of thing that they're talking about with this is that Jay-Z is followed by Post Malone at 25%.
Okay.
Miley Cyrus at 23, Bad Bunny at 14, Metallica at 13. Further down the line, you got Dua Lipa, Sabrina Carpenter, Taylor Swift, Drake, Billie Eilish, the Foo Fighters. Oddly enough, no Weird Al Yankovic, I thought for sure. No.
Wouldn't that be something, though? Wouldn't that be something?
I love the idea of the NFL being like, you know what? You guys are going to watch. It doesn't matter. We're going to put out whatever we want. That's right. So by now, everybody has heard the story many, many times of the NFL taking the halftime show back. Mm-hmm. That for many years, they didn't care about it. They just threw whatever out there. Right. Oh, you're going to watch. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Who's going to compete with us? And then there was competition from the Fox network. So then they started to care about
right.
it. To the point that the very next year, they brought the King of Pop out.
Yeah, right.
Like, that's how serious they took it. That right. they hired mm-hmm. Michael Jackson to do it or whatever. Right. Or I should say that Michael paid for it, because that's actually a Super Bowl halftime mm-hmm. artists don't get paid for this.
That's right.
So that's an important thing to keep in mind.
Keep that in mind.
That said, I still stand by Lainey Wilson or Chris Stapleton. I think would be a great act, and mm-hmm. I think would be a universal good act. Mm-hmm. I do think Bad Bunny is somebody to think about, because universally, he's the biggest artist in the world.
Right.
He's saying to Taylor Swift, hold my beer. Like, that's how big he is. Mm-hmm. He's saying to Beyonce, here, hold this, because right. that's how gigantic and big he is. Mm-hmm. I don't know that he is U.S. popular enough. I think if you're just looking in the U.S., he's top five, but he's not as big as, like, some of these other artists.
Right.
And if you are going to look at a country artist, I think that I don't necessarily, it's not my thing. I can't tell you one song of Post Malone's I like or anything, but he's all over the place.
Yeah,
he's everywhere.
Yeah.
So I almost think like it's going to be obviously him. Mm-hmm. I almost think unless he says no, it's probably going to be him.
Right.
And it covers all their bases because right. he's one of these artists that doesn't really have a genre. He, mm-hmm. He can get away with going in the country and nobody cries right. about it. Nobody whines about it.
No.
I mean, I think he can do it.
Something to consider. And I'm not thrilled that I even have to talk about this, but I've got an idea that the NFL is also going to pick someone that's not going to offend a certain person.
Yeah.
In the White House.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you could be favors. We've become a government of favors right now. Yeah. So what can we do? How can we get in the good graces of the people in power right now? Let's make sure we don't offend that person, or maybe do something that they enjoy or something like that. I think we really have to start thinking about that, and that is so gross. Oh, it's, God.
There's never been a president that we had to do that with, and we shouldn't.
No.
That's not their job. Do your job. Stay in your lane. I'm tired of that. You have a job to do, and you're not, from what I understand, it's pretty important. It's pretty busy.
Yeah.
So get off the golf course and maybe just focus on the job at hand.
Get off the roof.
But more so...
Sorry.
More so that I guess we should prepare for Kid Rock to be the Super Bowl halftime act.
That could be it. That could be it.
Drag his butt out there trying to do
it. It would be
it.
The worst that we've By ever way, seen.
If anybody has seen any snippets of him live at any point in his career, even in his quote-unquote prime, let alone now, you're not going to get three songs out of him.
Nope.
Like, you can't, his voice can't do it.
No.
He can't do any of it.
No,
He's another one that doesn't even know what genre he is or anything. He made his bones off of rap and then ran away from that as fast as he could.
Yeah, right.
The other names, I think Miley Cyrus would be a really interesting one.
That would be interesting.
I don't think there's any chance in the world it'll happen, but I kind of would like to see Metallica do it. I kind of think that'd be cool.
That'd be interesting.
They're just a band that rises to the occasion.
Very, very fair, yes.
If you put Metallica in a bar downtown here, they're going to perform to that audience. Mm-hmm. If you put them in front of the biggest audience in the world, they're going to rise to the occasion.
I think you're right.
I think their library is big enough. Their music's a little too hardcore, I think. But maybe they can. They got enough songs that might.
They might be able to do it though. They might be able to pull it off because of that. Yeah.
Sabrina Carpenter is one of the bigger names out there, mm-hmm. but I don't know that she has the. I don't think the talent meets the hype.
Right.
And I feel like that gets exposed. Yeah. More than ever at a Super Bowl halftime show.
She would need a bunch of other people with her. You know, like when they do, there's Janet and Timberlake. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You get a bunch of people there, right?
I don't see any reason in the world why Taylor Swift would do it. I think she doesn't need that. This would be super easy for the NFL if she would agree to it, because they would just not only have her this year, but they'd probably sign a 5-year deal with her. And I wouldn't blame them. I would not blame them one bit. The name that she has. But again, going back to where I started this, the NFL is not interested necessarily in pleasing its fans. It's interested in pleasing its business partners. And
that's where their focus is right now.
To Seth's point about the president or to any of these businesses that act like they're politicians. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's where this is probably going to go. Mm-hmm. It's probably not going to go to where we want it to as a fan base.
Yeah.
And it's probably not going to be as much as I use too much rational thought when it comes to these businesses sometimes.
You think you do?
And I think Elaine Wilson or Chris Stapleton, oh, they're so good and they do so good.
They would make sense, right? No.
Ain't a chance in the world. Ain't a chance in the world that's going to
happen. Remember, we only got Prince once.
Yeah, yeah, but man, maybe the best one there's ever been.
Yes.
You had Purple Rain and it was raining. I mean, my God. TV theme songs. This is something we feature quite a bit. On our fun segment that we do over on Star of the Day with Culver's.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things I thought would be fun is getting into this.
Okay.
And getting into fun ones and stuff. And what are ones that you never flip away from? I think you could look at this in two ways. What is the most popular TV theme song? And what is one that you just don't skip? You just really like.
You just really like it, yeah.
We're going to get into that when we come back.
All right. Let's do that. Yeah, I agree.
But before we go to break, I do want to remind everybody that our team is hard at work. You might wonder, where is Melissa on Thursdays? Why do we not have Melissa on Thursdays?
Very good reason.
Melissa is working her tail off. You just can't see it or hear it. She is hard at work. I'm putting the final touches on our newsletter that will premiere at noon today right in your email box.
That's right.
You go to WFHR.com right now and you sign up for that newsletter. Mm-hmm. You will have a one-stop shop for Central Wisconsin information, weather, news, sports, all of those things our team covers around here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just our great staff we have here, but civic media reporters from
throughout the state,
reporting and giving you articles and stories that are going on in your state and really covering stuff that nobody else is.
No, really, it's not. go to our website right now and you'll see what we're talking about.
I think in this day and age, a lot of people get away with a lot of advertising taglines that they can't back up. Number one podcast in the world, or something like that, when it's, number one on this website or something along those lines. I can put my name on and any little bit of reputation I have that this is your one-stop place for Central Wisconsin news.
Mm-hmm.
Then nobody is covering 80% of the stories that we are.
Right.
If you care about this area, if you want to be involved in this area, if you're just interested in this area, this is where to go. WFHR.com.
Big shout out. It's completely free.
You don't have to have a QR code.
Nope.
You don't need to know a secret password or a handshake. All you got to do is go to the website, have an email address.
That's all we need.
And you can get it.
Yep.
You can sign up. And in doing that, you can also leave a comment for us if there's subjects you'd like us to cover.
Absolutely.
Or just things you like that we're doing so that we know what we're doing right so we can keep doing it.
And I can tell you right now, those we look at every one of those.
Yep.
And we do take everything into consideration that our listeners have put on there. So,
and I'll say this too, I didn't plan on this, but as a side note, I would say over the last couple of months, I've had a lot of encouraging words from our listeners, and we appreciate that.
We do.
There are a few things that in this business that get old.
Mm-hmm.
There's more stuff than not that never gets old. Giving away stuff, I don't care what it is, it never gets old. And being complimented by you guys is one of the more humbling things
we love it.
Any of us will ever experience.
It's great.
We appreciate you.
We do.
We will get to our news, sports, and partner break. We'll come back and we're talking TV theme songs that you can't flip away from. Coming up on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everyone. Mornings at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you. Jimmy playing us in. Hope you're having a great one out there. Happy Thursday, everybody. Mm-hmm. We're going to have some fun in this segment. I think this is a really interesting one. However, a really weird, because I just happened to look ahead here on an accident, and seeing what it's number one is weird to me. But
okay.
There's a debate you may have had with friends or partners or anything. Skipping the opening credits of a TV show.
Which is a thing now when you're streaming, yep.
People on social media are listing the TV show theme songs that they will never skip. Now, I am a big fan, especially when a show comes back and they're going into their next season, the previously on.
Yes.
I like those in part because the ones when they actually are paying attention, when they really care about it, producers are really working on it, they give you sometimes like, oh, that happened two seasons ago. Mm-hmm. Why are they showing me that
scene?
You know, and that kind of thing. I like that. Mm-hmm. I love agree. Those little... Sometimes they do this too, where they do that and it doesn't have anything to do with the episode. Right. It was almost a red herring or whatever. And I like that too. I think that's cool. So much is spoiled for us before we watch these things oftentimes. Right. Nothing worse than modern movies. They have lost all the essence of the modern movie trailer.
I'm telling you.
It's lost. It is now just a matter of give me a hit song, give me all the great scenes in the movie, and let's just go ahead and throw it out there. There was a time and an age where a trailer was done with art.
Yeah.
And I don't mean like over fancy done art or anything or over creativity. Just, you know, thinking about audiences, what would pull people to this movie.
Right.
Now they're either under-explaining the movie. Or they're not giving you anything but the scenes you want to see on the big screen, and you already know what's going to happen.
Right. And then a lot of that's because now they trace how many people are watching the trailer online because they want to get an idea. Well, is this going to be a hit? Is this or do we need to start worrying about this? Do we need to do reshoots? Do we need to do this, that, or the other thing? And that's what it's more for. It's not about necessarily drawing people in. It's like, how many eyeballs can we get on it?
Two things with what you mentioned about the streaming and the rise of that and where we're going with those things. Yeah, a good point about the skip ahead thing that we never had before that you can do now.
Yeah.
But there's also the rise of binging. And it may be a theme song you even like, but you know, if you're watching it six episodes in a row, you're probably
not going to do the theme, right?
Even I don't need to hear the Simpsons theme song six times in a row. I'm just shocked half the audience.
I don't know. I have my doubts about that.
Four.
With you.
I got four. I go at least four. But you know, so looking at this list of theme songs they never skip, SpongeBob SquarePants is on here. Here's one other thing about this. I think you're going to be surprised by how many kids shows are on here, but that's important for parents.
Yes.
Parents hear these quite a bit now. A kid is, of course, a lot of the time going to be okay with the theme song and listening to it multiple times in an hour, let alone in a day.
Yeah. Here's a trick on that one, too, by the way. The reason cartoons still have theme songs, a lot of them do, it takes up time that you don't have to animate.
Yes.
Dirty little secret, but yes, I
save
some money.
I always am excited by a show when they give you, because most shows will have a normal opening theme song and then the quick 5 second one. And if you get the quick 5 second one, you're like, ooh, they got a good story on
this.
That's
right, because it's a little longer, right? The show itself.
Absolutely. Yeah. Game of Thrones or House of Dragon also was on there. Now, that one I could see when you first start watching the show because there's a lot of little things and they're showing you where the families are lined up and everything. Oh.
Along give with you the, some information.
The music kind of carries it, and I think it's kind of cool. But I could, like, by season two or three, I was kind of, you know.
Yeah, we're done.
I skip, you know. But at first, I thought it was really cool. We're very well done. Stranger Things. The synth is awesome for us 80s kids.
Ooh, yeah, you know, boy, that's, I have to say, that's a classic theme. That one, I think, I could say, and I haven't watched Stranger Things since the first season, but I do remember enjoying that. So I don't remember skipping over that theme. I think I remember liking that one.
One that was really big for a while and it shot up and then shot right back down was that 70s show. That was a big one for a while.
That's true, yeah.
But then it kind of like lost a lot of its fluster after a little bit and kind of went away. But I think that has a lot more to do with the show.
Yeah.
Kind of. I saw an article the other day of shows that started out 10 for 10 in their first season and then just went downhill. That's I saved that article for another time. But that show was on there as one of those shows. And I hadn't thought of it before. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Totally.
It did kind of like just limp into the finish line there.
It hit a formula and it really didn't move past that.
All you modern parents out there, Bluey comes in at number 14.
That is an earworm. Oh, my goodness.
It has no business being as catchy as it is.
Oh, my God. Luckily, it's not that long. It's short.
Do I have this right? Is it Michael Shannon that does the voice of the dad on Bluey? So I follow him on Twitter.
Okay.
And he's doing a book tour right now where he's reading Bluey.
Okay.
And I'm like, that's one of the best actors I've ever seen in my life. And he's actually really busy right now.
Right, right.
He's got a lot of work and everything. And I believe he's up to that.
Oh, my gosh.
Continuing with the greatest theme songs here, or theme songs that we don't want to skip. That was a little bit of my brain kicking in there because the next one is The Simpsons.
Okay.
And not just for the song, of course, but the chalkboard and in the couch gag, something The Simpsons revolutionized, and nobody's really ever been able to do since.
Like, right.
As far as doing something that keeps, what's a theme song that doesn't keep people around necessarily because of the music, but because of, oh, I want to see what bit they do, the beginning and the end.
Mm-hmm.
What masterfully well done to make people actually care about a theme song. That's very well done by them, I think.
Do you know where they got the idea from?
And I'm very biased about this.
Of course you are.
My voice
as
I'm saying it.
Do you know where they got the idea from? The changing of the couch gag? Dick Van Dyke Show.
Oh yeah,
because there was that. They, you know, it was always he tripped over the ottoman, but then all of a sudden he stopped.
Yes.
And avoided it, and that really threw people. They're like, "Oh my gosh!" They changed the opening. That is where they got the idea for the couch gang in The Simpsons.
I can remember almost every single one of those openings.
I believe you.
I am on the floor, you know, sitting cross-legged and watching. And I was so, here's a great example. I'm so glad you brought this up. I don't remember many of the themes or what happened in a lot of the episodes of the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Right.
I liked the show as a little kid watching with my nan and papa and everything. But I do remember almost all of the intros.
Yes.
Specifically one where he was going to trip and then he catches himself.
Yep.
And then he trips over something else.
Right. Yep.
I still don't believe there was ever anybody better at a pratfall than Dick Van Dyke.
Oh my God.
There's nobody that could do what he did.
The man, I mean, he's still alive, and I don't want to say he used to. I mean, he's 90. He can't do it anymore. But man, he was rubber. He was made of rubber, that man.
Get through a couple of these. Twin Peaks, Firefly, The Rockford Files. Twin Peaks was a little weirder, and I could see people liking that. Firefly had a really interesting one.
I don't remember Fireflies. I've only watched it a few times, though. That's probably why.
But the Rockford Files, I think we're getting into now a little more of the nostalgia.
Yes.
What I was just referencing. Now, I wasn't around when a lot of these shows that I watched growing up were, like you were, a lot of kids of our age. But we grew up in the time of syndication.
Yep.
And
reruns and syndication, yep.
And so a lot of the shows we grew up on were actually shows that our parents watched or anything like that, that they just left on, like the Rockford Files, where, you know, I know that show, but it wasn't around when I was. My first favorite show was Good Times. I wasn't really around for that, really. Right. I wasn't, you know, but I watched reruns and everything. Speaking of great shows, rerun from What's Happening. just tired. At number nine, Cheers.
Yes.
A wonderful mix of nostalgia for a lot of us and not a bad theme song.
It's just a good song.
A comforting song.
Until you get to the second verse. And then you realize it's crazy. It's like he's going to the bar. It's hilarious.
It is a lot funnier.
It is.
At number eight, I love that this is on here. The Greatest American Hero.
Also a hit, by the way. That was a pop hit. Believe It or Not, right? Yeah, that's
believe
what it was.
Not,
believe
yeah.
It or Not. Yeah.
A theme song that has outlasted the show by decades.
Oh, yes.
By decades.
Who even remembers that? William Catt. Poor William Catt.
That hair. At number seven, one of the most popular theme songs of all time, and if somebody wanted to say it was the most, I wouldn't fight him on it, The Golden Girls.
Yes.
Yeah. And interesting, too, because it doesn't happen that often that it's a hit song that becomes it, that can both can be their own thing without necessarily having anything to do with the other.
Yep.
Even the Friends theme song is associated with Friends.
Yes.
It's not a song on its own.
Mm-hmm.
But Thank You for Being a Friend was a hit and has many memories that have nothing to do with the Golden Girls.
Yeah, exactly, because it was an old song, right? Yeah, they just chose to use for it, yep.
But they too have their own life, kind of.
They did. I really, real quick, I know we're going to get to a couple more here. I went to see Straight No Chaser, you know, a week or two ago, and they were doing 90s music and stuff like that. They did a medley of theme songs from the 1990s. And, of course, Golden Girls was on there, and I'm sure a couple more that we're going to get to were on there as well.
Oh, yeah. The X-Files comes in at number six, and being David Duchovny's birthday, that's fitting.
Very good. Yeah, very nice.
That's one of those ones, too, where if I have it right, they changed the background up. Not, I don't know if it, they did it every season, but after it went along, and so I could see people wanting to not skip it to look at that.
The thing they changed on it was the words at the end, you know, some things out, I forget what it was, it's like, or I want to believe, or something like that. They changed that, trust no one.
Yeah,
to a couple of them.
That's
they
right.
didn't do it very often, but every now and then they did, or they did something in Russian or something like that, which was kind of cool, actually.
And number five, DuckTales.
Oh my gosh,
really high on the list, but yeah, I get it.
Another earworm gets stuck in your head for days. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. At number four, dun dun, Law and Order. I have watched every single episode of Law and Order and every incarnation of Law and Order, and I rarely skip the intro. I mean, rarely do. It is something. It is one. First off, it's one of the hardest hitting bass lines ever in TV history.
Boom, boom, Mike Post had a long career before that doing theme songs.
I forget
he did
this.
Hill Street Blues for crying out loud.
That's
another great theme, you know.
Yeah.
But he will always be remembered for this, the Law and Order one, for sure. Iconic.
They put so much time and effort into that bum-bum going in and out of segments and everything. And I imagine that during the, there had to have been one person in that room like, okay, man, it's just a two-second boom. What are you spending so much time on this? And if I'm the
very important.
Yeah. And if I'm Mike Post, I'm calling that guy up every year. Like, still relevant, man.
Yeah.
At number three, Phineas and Ferb. I don't know that one.
Oh, my God.
I don't know that one. I have to look that one up.
That one is that's a rockin'. That's a rockin' tune.
Yeah.
It's the Summer Vacation song. Bowling for Soup. The name of the band that did it, and they had a couple of hits outside of Phineas and Ferb, too. But it's super catchy, and it's a lot of fun.
Another one that was out of my range, I didn't watch as a kid, but my brother and sister watched a lot, and I remember them like literally singing the theme song a lot, was Doug. Like, they were really into that show. They really talked about Doug
really?
A lot.
Yeah.
There was Doug, and there was another one, too, the football head guy, Arnold.
Arnold. Okay,
a lot too. I never saw any of those shows, but they did. I remember them liking them a lot. At number two, Doctor Who.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
The I don't know if it's an actual theremin, but it sounds like a theremin. That sound, that eerie sound. It really sets the show up really good too.
It lets you know something's coming.
Yeah,
you know, I think it does something similar to Law and Order, but in a different way.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know? But that's to me. While I like good music and I like the lyrics and all that. I if I was creating a TV show, I would almost demand an instrumental TV theme song. I don't know that the words ever really hit right, and when they're it's so rare that you're all thinking in your heads of times that it did.
Yep.
And more times than not, it's so like not nowadays it's so lazy what they do. Oh, what's a hit song? I'm just gonna throw a hit song in there. I mean, it's something literally anybody in the world could do.
Right.
Whoa, what's a song that fits this show? You know, okay, there's a billion songs, I'm sure I can find one. And number one, Avatar, The Last Airbender.
Oh.
Didn't see that coming.
That's a surprising one. I don't think I know that one.
Now, that one, they talk like it's a little bit of a monologue in the beginning, the powers of fire and water and earth and all this, and they kind of describe what the show is. It's one of the rare ones to me, especially on this list, that describes kind of what the show is setting up.
Oh, man. Now, you set me up perfectly because, of course, my favorite television show has a theme song that I rarely skip, not because I haven't heard it a million times, but it's perfect. It sets up the show. It explains what the premise is. By the way, that's the reason that they did it. I think someone told Joel, you know, Joel's like, well, you know, do I have to explain it every time I come out? You know, I was like, okay, I'm a guy shot up in space and I have to watch these bad movies. It's like, no, just do a theme song. It'll explain it. Oh, yeah. So that's why they ended up doing it.
Just sit back and relax.
That's right.
Don't overthink it. Don't overthink it.
It's just a show.
The first really time I heard that theme song, I thought it was directed at me. I really did. The show's just starting out. We're talking, you know, really, really early days.
Early 90s,
And I had never heard a theme song, literally, not The Simpsons, not anything else. I'd never heard a theme song that I was laughing during the theme song and enjoying the theme song to the point where, oh, I hope they do that again. I never thought that before. I don't know that there's ever been a better job of describing what a show is about. Not only that, but and I say that not only just because of them doing it it once, but doing it two times, three times, four times, like four
having
or five,
to change it every time the cast changed or something like that. Yeah,
six or seven by now that they've done, and not only keeping with the same rhythm and theme, but staying in the same time frame.
Yeah,
like, some of that stuff is I really marvel at.
Yes,
that should have been on this list.
Oh, I'm not surprised it wasn't, but you know,
the Mystery Science Theater should have been on there. That's a good one. And we'd love to know yours. What is a theme song you never skip? Everybody, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. You can call up through the Civic Media app or text us through there. Of course, you can call up 715-424-2600. We'll keep this topic going all week.
Mm-hmm.
We'll come back and wrap up the show, morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Mornings at WFHR, locally grown radio. 7 and James hanging out with you. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Hope you're having a great Thursday out there. Want to get into our schedule. Some good stories of the day now. Got some great stuff coming up for you. And certainly want to remind everybody that we have our open house coming up on the 20th.
Oh my gosh, less than 2 weeks away, everyone.
We're so excited about this. We're going to have all kinds of great things going on with this one. We're going to be doing a dessert contest with our staff that we want you guys to judge.
You get to vote for us,
We're going to have some stuff down here for the kids. Come on down, let them get some recording experience or find out a little bit what it's like behind the scenes here.
Yeah.
We'll have that. We'll have a bunch of our favorite nonprofits down here with booths and information for you as well. We're just going to have a great old time.
Yes. It's going to be fun.
It is going to be a hootenanny. No.
It's a great word.
Jamboree.
Jamboree, that would work. A fete.
Ooh, yeah.
Fete, there you go.
You go ahead and call it what you want. We're calling it our open house
Lollapalooza. Oh, wait, that's copyrighted.
And not only our chance to get ready for WFHR's 85th anniversary. Mm-hmm. We've got a birthday coming up in November, but for a way for us every summer to wrap up the summer thanking you guys out there.
That's right.
And showing how much we appreciate you by opening our doors. You don't let people into your house that you don't like. You don't invite strangers over, but we do. We invite strangers over. We want you to we want to know you.
Yeah, that's right.
Just kidding.
Who loves you, baby?
Yeah. We look forward to seeing you here next Wednesday.
Wednesday after next.
2 Wednesdays from now on the 20th. Mark it on your calendars. And again, get to WFHR.com. In about an hour, you will have a new edition of the WFHR newsletter showing up in your email box. Get on over there. Sign on up at WFHR.com. Keep in mind, if you go straight up to WFHR.com, you go to the right down the page a little bit, you'll see all of our shows.
Yep.
You can catch the podcasts of all of our shows, like the Rapids Report.
Yes.
Be sure to catch that. We've got a great one, two great episodes lined up for you today.
Okay.
Now, just to rewind for a second, though, I do want to thank Sheriff Becker for joining us yesterday.
Okay.
Always good talking with Sean. Yesterday was one of the better conversations I think we've had, and I think that's saying something.
Mm-hmm.
To the point that we have heard from our listeners, and this Saturday we are going to play the interview in its entirety on our radio station.
Right. So we have a time slot, 11 to noon on Saturdays, everyone. You generally play the best of the morning show. You know, some of our favorite segments from the week. But because what James just said, we've heard from a couple listeners, we're going to play that interview in its entirety. It's 40-some-odd minutes long. So tune in on Saturday at 11. Saturday at 11, and we will have it there for you.
Be on the lookout for that, and be on the lookout today. Head on over there for great interviews where we're going to be talking with our friends from UW Extension. We got Anna Mitchell joining us, natural resource educator. Anna's got a great topic for us lined up. We're looking forward to that. And, of course, we'll have our Southwick County YMCA in afterwards.
Ooh.
Both of these interviews, now the YMCA is joining us thanks to Tri-City Services, but Rapids Report is brought to you by Crockett Septic. Big thank you to our friends at Crockett Septic.
Yep.
You see their name all over the place. They are certainly supporting local.
Yes, they are.
And, of course, we've got some great events going on in the area coming up. Like tomorrow, we've got a fire over at our fire department. We have a blood drive going on from 10 to 3. Head on over to 1511 12th Street South right here in Rapids. If you can donate, we greatly appreciate you doing that. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. And it's a Thursday in Rapids. We know it's busy.
Yes.
First up, you got the Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market that goes from 8 to 1. They're over there right now with some great stuff for you.
Always, always.
Be sure to check that out. And, of course, right afterwards, you can go to Lunch by the River.
Mm-hmm.
That is going on today. Be sure to check that out. Lunch by the River happening, I believe, today, as far as from what
I've heard. The weather, hopefully, will hold off, for a little bit.
Yeah. Now, we do know that our United Way is one of the sponsors for the event today. And they are going to, they have moved their school supply collection. Mm-hmm. They are going to be over at East Junior High from 11 to 1. Mm-hmm. So keep that in mind. So if you're going to Lunch by the River to drop off school supplies, you want to just take a quick turn.
A little detour up there.
And just head about 10 more minutes over to East Junior High and drop them off over there. Thank you so much to everybody that is dropping those off. Just another quick reminder again, the United Way has moved their school supply collection to the East Junior High from 11 to 1.
Yes.
And enjoy Lunch by the River tonight. I believe Bob Allen's going to be down.
Bob Allen will be there today, yes.
That's good. Good guess.
Always good.
He's
always
so
good.
Great. Bob, Bob's awesome. That is going to be great. And also today, Focus is Neighborhood Meals are available over at 2321 West Grand Avenue right here in Rapids. Meals are served on Thursdays 4:30 to 5:45. The dining room will open at 4:15. Guests are entered through the pantry area. And we appreciate everybody a part of Focus. If you'd like to find out more, you can reach them by at 715-422-1980. That's 422-1980.
Yes.
And Seth got great stuff going on this Saturday.
This Saturday. Wow. Here's a couple of great events, including the annual Whodunit over at Historic Point Boss. That is at 364 Wakely Road in Nacoosa. This one is going from 2 to 5. And of course, this is a local writer who does this every year. Luke, our good friend Luke, who was here on Rapids Report last week with Mike Hittner. And this is, they do a different one kind of every year. This one's kind of cool because this is a classic locked room mystery, which are always considered some of the most challenging. If you're trying to figure out what it is, which exactly what this is.
Good luck.
This is one where you're going to have to really look at those clues. It's got a great story behind it as well. So head on down there, everyone. Admission is only $5 for adults. Students are only $3. And if you are a member of the Historic Point Boss, you get in for free to all of their events. So something to consider in the future for that. And then later on, this is not going to conflict at all with what else is happening during Saturday evening. We've got Witterfield. Are you ready to rock?
Oh, yeah.
Because we've got Glam Band that's going to be at Witterfield. Gates open at 6 o'clock. At 7 o'clock, the opening act, Monroe, will be playing. And then at 8:30, Glam Band will be taking the field, the stage on the field, or however they're going to do it, I'm not sure. Get your tickets right now at raftersbaseball.com. You can go have some rocking out for a good cause
with
Glam Band.
Smell that in the air, everybody? That's the smell of Aquanet and spandex.
Oh, you better believe it.
Glam metal is coming to Rapids. get ready for it. They're a great band, by the way. They're really good.
I'm sure it'll be a ton of fun.
More great music happening as well over at McMillan's Concert Series. That's really lighting up in their Fine Arts Theater. Mm-hmm. This is free music that is available. They've got a great show for you today at 7 o'clock. The Snack Bar Flamingos.
Which is a fantastic name.
I want to interview them just to find out that
I know,
name.
I know.
They're a really good band. Check them out again at the Fine Arts Theater, part of McMillan Library's fun concert series. Check that out and find out more at McMillan Library. And a great show today. So.
Yeah, it was fun.
We'll be back with more show tomorrow. We'll join you and meet you here, everybody, on...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media